KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a cloudy sky, 65 degrees. We look for scattered showers and thunderstorms today, and a high around 75. Radar shows some light to moderate showers are now entering the western sliver of Iowa, basically from about Monona County on down to the southwest corner of the state. Just light to moderate rain right now. Some heavier showers off into Nebraska. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. Officials with Scooter's Coffee say concerns of the Atlantic Planning and Zoning Commission with regard to a drive-through coffee kiosk site on East 7th Street are without merit. In a letter to the commission last week, Mike Michaelis, Scooter's Vice President of Development, asked the commission to unanimously approve a previously discussed site plan, which calls for the triangular entrance and exit at the U.S. Cellular, Verizon, and McDonald's entrance to be the access and exit routes for motor vehicle traffic. The P&Z will further review the site plan during their meeting tomorrow evening at 5:30 in the council's chambers at City Hall. During their last meeting on August 13th, the commission expressed concerns about traffic congestion to the access drive as well as vehicle queuing or backup into the drive. At that time, Scooter's construction manager Dan Forslund said he would contact the Iowa DOT about having the turning lane be both east and westbound from the site instead of the current westbound only. Michaelis said in his letter that the site has proposed is similar to their coffee kiosk site in Holdridge, Nebraska, and that a vehicle stacking at that location averages 3 to 4 cars during peak traffic conditions. They estimate the peak traffic times for the Atlantic Scooters, if approved, will be between 7:45 and 8 a.m. Michaelis said their landlord, East Atlantic Holdings, LLC, based in Urbandale, was not able to reach an agreement with neighboring property owners, Oinker's Lounge and Nonald Development Company, with regard to access from those properties. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa reports a Colorado man was sentenced last Tuesday in Council Bluffs District Court on drug and firearms charges. 43-year-old Chad Allen Soderman received a sentence of 10 years in prison for conspiracy to distribute a controlled substance and 5 years in prison for possession of a firearm during a drug trafficking crime. The terms will be served consecutively, and Soderman will serve a 5-year term of supervised release following completion of his incarceration. On July 7th of last year, while driving from Colorado to Minnesota, Soderman, a 2-time convicted felon, was stopped for speeding by an Iowa State Patrol trooper in Pottawatomie County. Soderman's vehicle was found to have contained about 223.2 grams of methamphetamine, 576.4 grams of marijuana, a loaded 9-millimeter pistol, 61 rounds of 9-millimeter ammunition, a digital scale, and more than $3,400 in cash. The case was investigated by the Iowa State Patrol, Council Bluffs Police Department, Southwest Iowa Narcotics Enforcement Task Force, and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, and it was prosecuted by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa. Elsewhere in Western Iowa News, KTIV in Sioux City reports Captain Al Haynes, who has been considered a hero for his abilities during the United Airlines Flight 232 crash, died Sunday at a hospital in Seattle. The flight crashed in July of 1989 at the Sioux Gateway Airport due to a complete loss of all hydraulic lines when a tail fan failed and shattered. 112 lives were lost in the crash. However, within 40 minutes, all 184 survivors had been found, triaged, and transported to local hospitals. Funeral services for Captain Haynes have not yet been confirmed. Authorities in Northwest Iowa are searching for a man who was reported over the weekend. Pat Powers reports.
The Dickinson County Sheriff's Department is looking for 24-year-old Vincent Harvey. Harvey was last seen around 11:30 on Saturday night near the docks at Parks Marina on Lake Okoboji. The Sheriff's Office is working with the Spirit Lake Fire Department and the Arnold's Park Okoboji Underwater Search and Rescue Dive Team, searching both land and water around the area Harvey was last seen. Harvey is a 2014 graduate of St. Edmund High School of Fort Dodge and played football and wrestled for Iowa Central Community College before graduating in 2016. Anyone with information on the whereabouts of Harvey is asked to contact the Dickinson County Sheriff's Office in Spirit Lake. Reporting from Webster City, I'm Pat Powers.
A Sioux City man accused of killing a Nebraska man in Sioux City has pleaded guilty. Woodbury County District Court records say a judge accepted a plea Friday from 31-year-old Daniel Levering. The charge was second-degree murder. Prosecutors had lowered it for first-degree murder after making a deal with Levering. Prosecutors say Levering stabbed to death 36-year-old Vincent Walker on July 23, 2017. Walker lived in Winnebago, Nebraska. The plea agreement says Levering will be sentenced to 50 years in prison and must serve 35 years before eligible for parole. He also agreed to pay $150,000 in restitution to Walker's heirs. The judge ruled in July that Levering was competent to stand trial. An Iowa-based grocery chain says it's aware of reports that hacked customer account information is being sold online. The Des Moines Register was the first to report that credit and debit card information of some Hy-Vee customers was being sold on the Internet for $17 to $35 apiece. Hy-Vee issued a statement to station KCCI in Des Moines saying it is aware of the reports of the stolen information being sold and is working with payment card networks to identify the cards and work with issuing banks. Hy-Vee acknowledged earlier this month that it had detected unauthorized activity at some of its payment processing systems linked to card payments at Hy-Vee restaurants, fuel pumps, and drive-through coffee shops. The company doesn't believe the breach extended to payment systems used inside of its grocery stores, drug stores, and convenience stores. Hy-Vee operates more than 240 stores, retail stores across the Midwest. MidAmerican Energy has announced its plans to erect fast charging stations for electric vehicles in more than a dozen Iowa cities. The Des Moines-based energy company says it plans to build the publicly accessible stations with two charging plugs per station in 15 urban and rural communities. A DC fast charger, also called a level 3 charger, can generally charge an electric vehicle in 20 to 45 minutes. MidAmerican Energy seeks to install the stations at several locations, including Avoca, Carroll, and Clarinda, also Early, Little Sioux, Sheldon, and Sioux City. Once MidAmerican Energy selects the site host, the company plans to begin building the stations by the end of this year. Charging stations will set their own usage fees. A man convicted of second-degree murder for a crash that killed two people has been sentenced to 70 years in prison. 20-year-old Marcus Orozco was sentenced Friday in the deaths of Nicole Ness of Fort Collins and her father, John Nees of Cedar Rapids. The crash occurred last Thanksgiving Day. Authorities say the victims had been shopping for Thanksgiving dinner and were stopped at a red light when Orozco, driving a stolen pickup, crashed into the rear of their vehicle at 90 miles per hour. Earlier the day, prosecutors said Orozco had used the stolen pickup to crash into a pawn shop and steal firearms. Most of the weapons were found in the pickup after the fatal crash. The sentence includes 10 years for firearms burglary. A Dubuque man has pleaded guilty to taking estate money without permission and giving it to charities. 45-year-old Robert Young Jr. is scheduled to be sentenced October 21st. He pleaded guilty after making a deal with prosecutors. Court documents say Young had been appointed personal administrator of the estate of Thomas Palmer, who died on March 3, 2017, at the age of 58. The documents say Young paid off Palmer's bills and then donated more than $31,500 to charities without a court's permission. Both the defense and prosecutors recommend in the plea agreement that Young be put on probation for 2 to 5 years and given a deferred judgment, under which the theft conviction can be removed from his record if he successfully completes probation. Elsewhere in the news, Democratic presidential candidate Julian Castro, a former mayor of San Antonio, says there's absolutely should be some federal regulation of large-scale livestock confinements.
I've heard plenty of community members here in Iowa who have talked about the environmental impact of some of these factory farms. I know that there's concern even with whether there should be any factory farms in the future or the ones that do exist should be allowed to expand.
Castro said there should be at least a moratorium or what he calls a pause on new construction of large-scale animal feeding operations. Castro is among the first Democratic candidates, to release a broad plan addressing animal welfare issues. He calls it PAW, Protecting Animals and Wildlife.
We ensure that we're investing in wildlife preservation, for instance, that we're working with communities across the United States to get to no-kill status in shelters throughout our country.
Castro is calling for an end to the practice of euthanizing healthy pets if animal shelters grow too crowded. He also proposes that animal abuse be a federal crime. Castro spoke about his proposals during this past weekend's episode of Iowa Press on Iowa Public Television. That is a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.